You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Shaw Emily Nolman of Three Shaws, a Canadian jewelry line created and designed by Shaw Emily Nolman. Since its launch in 2000, Three Shaws has been featured in magazines and fashion shows across the country and collected by fans worldwide. The three represents the trinity of Shaw, her mother, and her sister, and in the Persian language, the word Shaw translates to king, who said, "Women can't be king." Shaw, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you. What a wonderful introduction, Eric.
You are very welcome. Good to have you, and looking forward to hearing more about you and your company. So first of all, what was the defining moment that made you realize jewelry design was your true calling?
You know, that's an interesting question because I can't really point out that there was a specific moment. I mean, making jewelry was something that I taught myself to do, and it was really a hobby, and it just kind of turned into a career because people would ask me if I could make them something, and so I guess my hobby turned into a career. And what's really moved me is when I see people, when I make custom jewelry for them and how happy it makes them, like whether it's a regular client or a bride or bridesmaids. I remember one time I was in Tim Hortons, which we have here in Canada, and I believe you guys have it in quite a few places in the U.S., and I saw a lady who was standing in front of me, and she was wearing one of my cocktail rings, and I just tapped her on the shoulder, and I said, "I like your ring," and she started to go on and on about it, and I said to her, "You know, what a small world. I'm the person who made that ring." So that was really something we both had a good laugh at, and it was just, that was one of the defining moments where I just knew that this is really what I'm meant to do.
Awesome story. What most inspires you both in your business every day and in life?
Oh, wow. What a powerful question. I would have to say giving back and unity is what really inspires me most. I believe my calling is to create equality and positivity in our world. And I do that through leading by example. Although I know that my actions alone don't have a huge impact, even if I'm able to contribute a little bit, that's very fulfilling for me. And if we all chose to be bright when it's dark in our world, I think that would create true unity and enlightenment.
Your Pura Vida Spring Summer 2014 collections are being launched at a fashion fundraiser. What can you tell us about the charities you're most passionate about?
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, so I have a spring-summer collection that's being launched shortly, and I always host different fashion fundraisers to showcase my jewelry, and I team up with different non-for-profit organizations. So this time I've teamed up with a wonderful non-profit called Freedom, and they're against human trafficking and just raising funds against that. Previously, I've also hosted fundraisers to benefit different charities, such as the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation or Scribble Me Silly. I'm passionate about helping a wide array of charities. I've found that working with children's-based charities have been the most touching for myself. And in the future, I hope to start my own non-for-profit charity having to do with kids.
That is phenomenal. Today we're joined by Shaw Emily Nolman of Three Shaws, a Canadian jewelry line created and designed by Shaw Emily Nolman herself. Since its launch in 2000, Three Shaws has been featured in magazines and fashion shows across the country and collected by fans worldwide here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Shaw, what is the greatest challenge you've had to overcome?
Oh, wow. Being an entrepreneur, I wouldn't say that I've had one major, rather a whole bunch of them. For example, delegation is something that I learned early on to do. I learned to delegate to my staff in order to be able to bend time. And what I mean by that is to be able to produce more results by having more people on board help to create and fulfill all the things that need to be done. As well, another example is cash flow, learning how to budget. Some months are very profitable and others are not as profitable. Stress management is another one. Often as entrepreneurs, we have a lot on our plate, which can lead to an imbalanced life. So I've had to learn to basically get a bigger plate so that I'm able to balance more.
Yeah, I'm sure you've had quite a few challenges as an entrepreneur. I can relate to that. Finally, what is the best advice that you would offer to up-and-coming jewelry designers?
I would say be passionate about your venture or your craft. Being an entrepreneur, as you know, requires relentless ambition, innovation, and initially a lot of your time. But when you love what you're doing, these characteristics flow to you, and they drive you to continue on this journey. I believe the enjoyment of this journey is the true success of entrepreneurship, to me anyway. As the adage goes, it's not where you end up, it's the path you take to get there. And along this journey, it's very important to continue to master your skills through experience, self-development, leadership, your team, and giving back. This has been, I guess, a scenic journey that I've been on so far.
Yeah, I'm sure that is without a question. How about telling our listeners where they can not only get more information about Three Shaws Online, but also to shop around?
Well, we ship internationally on our website, which is 3shaws.com, and that's actually the digit 3 and S-H-A-H-S. .com. As well, in the Greater Toronto area, there are exclusive boutiques that carry our line, and that could also be found on our website.
Very good. Sean, it has been good to have had you, and best of success to you moving forward, and thanks for joining us here on the show.
Thank you very much. It's been my pleasure.
We've been speaking with Shaw Emily Noman of Three Shaws, a Canadian jewelry line created and designed by Shaw Emily Noman herself. Since its launch in 2000, Three Shaws has been featured in magazines and fashion shows across the country and collected by fans worldwide. And the website of reference once again is threeshaws.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.